This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Amar Lohem Mishni Yud Gimel Tzuru Ezi Derech Toiva Shidbak Bahadam. Yidbak means he should be davuk in it, not just practice it from time to time. But he should be davuk, completely immersed, davuk in this Derech Toiva. So one man, Dama Reb Lezer, says Ayin Toiva, good eye. Reb Yeshua says it's a Chaver Toiva, good friend. Reb Yaisi says a Shachin Toiva. Reb Shimonai Marais Hanaylit. It's a famous Mishnah. I'd like to work on the last part of the Mishnah, which seems to be the conclusion of what is the Derech Toiva Shidbak Ba'Adam. Reb Lezer, I'm a Leif Toiva. Simply translated, a good heart. Everything is included in the Leif Toiv, which comes out that the Maskan is the Leif Toiv is the Ikka. That's what this Mishnah is telling us. There's many different Derech Toivas, but this is Ha Derech, Ha Toiva, the Derech, the good one. Over all other ones, why? Because it includes all the other drachim. Rabbi say, what is a leif toiv? What does it mean? Avada simply translated, a good heart. There's a lot of things that could be included in a leif toiv. What does it mean to be a leif toiv? So we'll discuss in the beginning what the Mefarshim tell us is a leif toiv. And then at the end, we'll discuss how does one achieve, how does one make himself have a leif toiv? Does everyone have a leif toiv? Is everyone born with a leif toiv? What happens if a person needs to work on it? How does one work on it to become a leif toiv? Which is also already in the Mishnah, Meduyik, as we will soon learn towards the end of the shir. So let's begin with what a leif toiv is. Let's identify what it is, and then we can identify how does one achieve it. The Rav in the Mishnayis says Toiv is all-inclusive. It's good about everything. It doesn't have to be in a particular thing. It's Toiv, all-encompassing. Everything that's Toiv. Hakel, Toiv includes everything. And why the Leif? Because everything results from the leif. All the pa'ulais, naivais, they all come from the heart. So if the heart is well, if the heart is healthy, soon we're going to explain, ruchni mimics the gashmi, we'll learn with this in a moment or so, but akopanim, pashtis, if the heart is good, so everything is good. Everything that the person will do will be taif, because the heart is drawn to doing only taif. There's a sefer written by Rimi Talidai. He was a kadman, and many of the mefarshim on Ovis quote him to Seder, and a very interesting look, very interesting cook, as they zakmin the yeshivas, an interessantne cook, on all the concepts that we have here in Ovis. And he says something interesting. He says the lave, the physical, is just like the spiritual, which is actually a Rambam. Rambam explains that all the physical evorim have to do spiritually as well. When a person is gesund in a physical way, there's gesund in a spiritual way. And he explains that just like by the lave, it pumps the blood to every other aver, it's the central of everything physical in the body. That if the lev is toiv spiritually, it's pumping toiv to every other aver. So all the avarim are tluya belev. And the Rabbeinu Shleilam created, and this is brought down in many svarim, that the guf, the physical, from that we understand the ruchni. So the way we understand, and the way most have an idea and a concept of what a lave is and what it does, sollst wissen that it does the same in Ruchnius. Just like we all understand that the lave is the central part of the body pumping the blood and the oxygen, and on them kenes nisht, it can't function. You should know that the same thing is in Ruchnius. And the lave is the ikker, it's the central, and that pumps, so to speak, Ruchnius diketoiv, messages to the rest of the body, and all the toiv that comes is a result of the lave. So this is the Rav, the most pashat pshat, that it encompasses everything. It's not specific. Lev Tev means a healthy ruchnistic mensch in all areas that he is Tev. The Rambam specifically narrows it down to De Oisav Yesharais Unechainais. That the Lev Tev has something to do with the way the person sees things, the way he looks at things, his hashkofe. It's De Oisav Yesharais Unechainais, says the Rambam, and it all is rooted in the lave. The lave is the basis, the base of where all the deis, yesharais, and nechainais come from. We've spoken many times in the past that there's two types of seichel. The guy has sometimes chachma b'gayim tamim. That seichel a guy might have. But there's a different wisdom, a seichel of the lev, seichel of the heart. It's an entirely different way of seeing things, which is influenced by a lev teiv. Der yiddishe hartz. Der yiddishe hartz is a seichel di kazach echid. People think you have to separate your mind from your emotion. And if you don't do that, so the lev is giving the gears to the way you see things and the way you do things. For some reason, it doesn't sit well by me. I've always understood that the lave, fakert, the hergeshim of the lave, whatever the lave feels, is supposed to be mashpia. It's supposed to influence the way you think. And then together, tachst v'ayit. It's a whole different way of thinking. And yes, Chachma b'gayim tamin, teira b'gayim al tamin. Does that mean that we don't have chachma, that we have a different type of chachma? We have chachma that's influenced by something that's in the lave, that's in the heart. That chachma, nobody could really understand. A guy has no understanding b'chlal in that chachma. He could read all the books he wants and do all the research that he wants. But der chachma teira b'gayim, not stam teira, but the chachma, the wisdom that we have because of teira, and teira means midas havada included. It's a different type of a chachma. So the lev teiv, says the Rambam, influences our day eisav yisharais nechaynis. As I fashteich pshat in the Rambam, and I've spoken to you in the past about this. Der seichel in hearts. That's a different type of a seichel. It has to go together with the lave. The Sipurna narrows it down even more. It's not just deoisa v'sharreis and achayinais, but it's actually libayim mechuvin lashamayim, that the lave teiv, what is his look? What is his tsugang? How does he see things? And the answer is Libay Mechuvin. And Shamayim, obviously it's Toiv, because his head and his mind and his heart is in the right place, so to speak. It's Toiv. And there's two ways how we can understand this Sipurna. The first way we could explain the Sipurna, that the heart is Himmeldik. Chassidus Sfarim speak a lot about this idea, this concept, that the Shamayim, it's Boirav Lev HaShamayim, Ahimul Dika Heart. See this is Svarim, Shamishmu. That the heart looks to Shamayim. You know, the heart desires. The word heart always goes together with desire. Alev Chaymed. The Yiddish heart is Chaymed, something different than the rest of the heart. Most hearts are Chaymed. Eilam Hazeh. Then there's another type of a heart. It's a Lev Tev. A Gesunte Herz. The Yiddish Herz. The Yiddish Herz is Chaymed Shamaimi. It's Chaymed Himmel de Gezachim. It's Chaymed. It wants Shamayim. It wants something completely different. This L'chayre is one way we can understand what it means. Libay Mechuvin LaShamayim means a Lev Tev. There's another way we could explain it. Mechuvin LaShamayim Abislam El Musadik. You know, the person is always directed for himself. Influenced. Everything that the heart thinks or wants, their zich becomes the central part of that. The yid has a different mechuvin. The zich is not at the center of it. It's something bigger than him, something greater than him. And that is Shemayim. It's a very big avodah, Rabbi Yisai. Because a human being is created that the heart is about himself. Their zich is the central nerve within the heart. Libay mechuvin LaShamayim means that it's actually lev toiv pure. It's a different type of a lev. There's a lev which might function properly, but is it pure intentioned? Libay mechuvin LaShamayim means it's pure intentioned. So we have two pshatim we could say in the sekunda. The first pshat is libay mechuvin LaShamayim. That the lev that's chaymed wants shamayimi. Or actually we could say, musadik, that libay mechuvin LaShamayim, it pumps something bigger than him. It's not about zich, it's about shamayimi. Hayid sees something bigger than just himself. So this is the third pshat that we have in Lev Tev. We have the pshat Lev Tev in general, all-encompassing Tev, the Rav. We have the Rambam, the Oisev, Yisharais, and the Chaynais. And then we have the Sipunna, which narrows it down to Libay, Mechuvin LaShamayim, that it has pure intentions. It's pure. Habeinu Yena learns that all the pshatim that he has seen, it's an interesting lash of Beinu Yena. In the pshatim Lev Tev, Zaka Beinu Yena, he doesn't feel that those are the pshatim. It doesn't do justice to the translation. I say Zaka Beinu Yena, it's those lashim. He says, this pshat, isn't it? What is Lev Tev? A mensch that's mischachik min akas. Interesting. A Lev Tev means he don't get angry. He's a good person. He's a soft person. He doesn't get angry. Lev Tov is a specific midah. So it's not even encompassing Shamayim, Himmel de Gezachin. It's a specific midah that a Lev Tov is. Now how does that midah become Michlal Divrechem Dvar Bishlaim, all the other things? Okay, I hear it's encompassing either your hashkofis, toiv for everything, toiv LaShamayim. So then, michlal divreichem dvorov. But how do you have in kas that it becomes michlal divreichem dvorov, that everything's included? A person who's not a kayis, so the Medrash Shmuel, who also happens to say this pshat, says, avad, because why is a person not kayis? Because he has another, he's humble. Another is the side of alle gute midas. Everything is based ekel another yira sashem. Because another brings to yira, and yira brings, of course, all the above things mentioned in the Mishnah. Un mimele der kas, zot medrash Shmuel, is actually the lev toiv that from this lev toiv, michlal divrechem dvarav. The Ravon says a fifth pshat, Rabbi Yisai. And it's an interesting pshat because it needs to be well defined. And as we continue the shir, it opens up so much into understanding avos, midas, hashkofe, for Sayyid. What the Yid expects, what the Torah, expects from the Yid. Who he is and what he is. Says the Ravan, Lev Toiv means Kavana Toiv, well-intentioned. Very much like the Pshat, one of them that we said in the Sipurna, but it seems to be very broad. Well-intentioned, Kavana Toiv. Machzav Vitri Rishon says, with this derech, Lev Toiv means Kavana Toiv, that the Rabbeinu Shleim wants the Lev. Wants the heart. The Riker is Halev. You give me your heart. I want your heart. That's what I want. Well intentioned. What does it mean to be well intentioned? It's interesting. I had a very close relationship with my Rebbe Rav Palm Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And every time I met him, I would remind him of a saying. And it became like an opening hello every time I met him. And I would repeat something he told me. Ayid daf tan nisht uftan. Which means the Yid has to do, but it's not necessarily to accomplish. You got to do. It was based on an incident where the Hashiva went mamish mull into trying to help another person. The person who was being helped was so secure that the Hashiva will be matzliach because he put so much effort into it. He kept on doing and calling and trying and then. So he says, Stamad Hashiva sees that he could get me this Indian and the favor could be taken care of. I said, I guess. I mean, the Rashiva wouldn't put so much time and effort into it. He didn't think it was futile. He didn't think it was going to produce anything. So I went over to Rosh Hashiva and I tell him, Rosh Hashiva, no, Mustami, it seems like you hold you could get the Indian done. He says, I'll tell you the truth, not really. I don't believe I could get the Indian done. Rosh Hashiva, you're working on it because Kehilu as if. He says, let me tell you something. Ayid daf tan. And that's what they're going to manim shamayim. Uftan is the Eibishta. It's only the Rebbeinu Shleimo. You got it. Got to put in the effort. And every time I met the Rosh Yeshiva, I said, Ayid daf tan, nisht uftan. He would smile. It was a hashkaf I understood that when a person's a leiv taif, he tries, even where he feels he might not succeed, but the heart is good. And he puts the effort into it, kavana toivo, the intentions, well-intentioned. Doesn't have to do with the result. Oh, but the heart is good. And he tries again, and he tries, and he tries. Not even being secure that the results will be with hatzlacha. Yet on the other hand, there's a Mayudik Rabbeinu Bechaya. Because you know what it would come out from this, and many people who learn this Mishnah always say this, oh, good heart, I'm a Jew at heart, you know, it's as long as the heart is good, south's good, yeah, everybody's laughing, we've heard this in the past. It's interesting that Rabbeinu Bechaya says, what is a Lev Toiv? A Lev Toiv means that Sheyetiv im Kulam. That he goes out of his way to do actions of Tov. No, that's nicht kein großer Chiddush. What Rabbeinu Bechaya seems to be saying is, it's not enough to say I'm a Lev Tov. I have good intentions. We all know the famous expression, right? What's paved with good intentions, right? I don't have to say it, Berab. The point is, not everything is about intentions. Rabbeinu Bechaya is learning, which wasn't a big Chiddush to me. But what was yes a chiddush to me? Af shiyil loy nezek miza at dasit alev tayv. It's a whole different meiridik habeinu bechaya meiridik. Even if it causes you loss, oh, that's where the lev tayv is. Vasayida da tana tayv vasas. It's kumta madayim. Why would you not do him a favor? Nach rashevet nicht tanke teiv, so sagt er, man hat doch wegen Goyen. A guy, if you ask him to stop, he won't stop for you. Okay, I got this interesting, just popped into my head. An interesting nice. Okay, I'll tell it to you. My son Yitzchak II was born Erev Rosh Hashanah. At night, I was traveling back, rushing back to make it for Rosh Hashanah home. From Manhattan to Queens. I was in Queens fishing for Yontif. There was a pothole on the Queensboro Bridge. Not the bridge, the highway. Everybody who went through that pothole, flat tire. There was a line of cars. Now, cell phones, I didn't have a cell phone in those days. But all the chashva people who had flat tires, they had cell phones first days. They were all high, you know, class with chain of cars, and they're all parked on the side of the Queens, the highway. I'm not remembering at the moment the name of the highway. The highway, new from Queens to Brooklyn. No? The BQE, I say. Good. And they're all on the side of the highway there. There'll be seven cars. Yeah. I'm standing without a phone, and they're all on the phone calling, you know. Who do you think was the first one to get out of there? It was me. Why? 2 seconds later, Aid was passing by him and his friend, and he stopped off. And within 2 seconds, they changed the tire. I was on the way, on a cell phone, on Kane Sachnish. The guy with the cell phone, they called 100 numbers. They were still standing. Everybody was still standing there. Avad Aid, that's not, that's Achidish Aid, was that Tutta Toiva? That was Aid, you know what I mean? My grandmother mentioned Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah today, I said, Rabbi Nishleilam, you got to give them a good yagi, a cookie, for cookie. On a cell phone. I know, you know, he doesn't need a cell phone to get help. All right. Doesn't it get chiddush? The chiddush is, it's right before Yom Tov, and people are rushing, and who knows how much this guy that was in a rush. Afim Yirali Nezek, das is the chiddush. Tana Toiva, okay. But even if it comes to Lidei Nezer, which is a Chiddush Rabbeisai, because there's a din of Chayach HaKaidmin. Chayuam to Chayach HaKaidmin. If there's Nezer to me, I have to do you the Toiva. Remember, Rebelsky once told me, Rabbi Rebelsky once mentioned, that there's halach of tzedakah. And there's a certain amount how much tzedakah you have to give. What happens if you already finished your quota? It's al chayapata, yeah? Remember, Belsky told many times this thing. Well, he comes to you and he needs tzedakah. How about do you give it to him? What, you're going to make a cheshbon that you finished? And the Gemara shteita, chamevaz yaisim yichaymish. More than you call the shaita, the Gemara talks about how silly you are. So he says that's before the Eid comes to you for needing help. That's a shaila. How much should you give? But when the Eid comes to you for help, how could you not give? I mean, the Yiddish hearts, how could you? How do you give? What's your shiloh? Many times I heard this from him, and it opened up my eyes. There's chiyuv rabbeisai. And in chiyuv I could discuss, efshir, im yagil loy nezek, all right, listen, chiyach ha-koidman. You don't make these cheshbainis. That's where leiv toiv comes in. Leiv toiv comes in, that I'm good, and I don't make a cheshbain. This is about chiyuvim. Oh, this is about who you are. Vas Aid. Aid is a leiv toiv. Afim yagil loy nezek. Even if the nezek comes from this. This rabbeisai is Rabbeinu Bechayitz Pshat. Yechsidish Esfarim tell this Yankif Yosef. There's a whole avoda called leiv toiv. And that's to be done lekaf zchus yanim. A leiv toiv means to see the good in others. That's called the leiv toiv. And it's such an important yisayid rabbeisai. And the truth is, being the sayin, especially in today's day, we live in a society where, for some reason, the first look that we look is critical and not toiv. It's not. Avadidis, Yechidim, and this Chashmidin, I'm not discussing that. But Amainam, there's a critical, and a Leiv Toiv is not critical. The Zayda Flekdib is Zogim from Slabotke, Amerid Gezach. You know, there's such a thing, what we call a Chumikop. Anybody walked into yeshiva knows at least one or two times he's spoken and said, Ah, that's a comic cup. It exists. So he said, from the altar from Slabatke. And someone told me recently that Reb Nosson Tzvi would say it over all the time in yeshiva. Reb Nosson Tzvi Zeich Tzadik Levracha, the Rashiv of the Mir. That he heard it from him in the Mir Yushalayim. But I hear this from the Zayda. Every midah we know could be used for good and for bad. There's a tachlis in everything that the Rabbeinu Shlom created. What can a person use a kumikop for? What can he do with a kumikop? What's to do with them? The Alter Sabbat gezog dan zayenem lekavzchus. For them came nutzen a kumikop. You see, the guy does something. It's so obvious. It's so clear. You got to be crazy to not see how big. Please, when it comes to your zach and you don't have a kruma cup, borrow the kruma cup for a few minutes. I'm saying, you haven't done the kafschus. What it does is leiv tov. When you're good, you don't need to see bid. And I'm going to tell you a maisa from Chafetz Chaim that I personally heard from the father, Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg. Very chashev. I call him a Yadid, but the truth is he's almost like a Rebbe to me. A Yehuda Levenberg Shlita from Lakewood. So I would go visit his father here in the courthouse. I think it's called the courtyard. He told me, I'm married to Gemaisa. Hasler Shella. His Shver was Rabakshd. It's a great Rav in Europe. He was sitting with the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim was talking to him, times to talk. He was very talkative. And there was a safe on the table. Rabakshd takes the safe. He looks at it. It was such a silly thing that was written in that safer. Yeah. So he turns to the Chafetz Chaim and he says, of Kagan, Chafetz Chaim, give a cook what someone wrote in a safe. Look what the guy wrote. The Chafetz Chaim turned his head, heard this from Rav Levenberg's father, heard this mamsh word for word, turned his head, he closed the safe, and he pushed it aside. So the Baksh asked him, Rosh Hashanah, of Kagan, Chafetz Chaim, I don't understand. There's no issa Lashon Hara. Api Klasa, something that's written to the public, there's Lashon Hara. He wrote it for the public to read. Where's the Lashon? Can't be Lashon Hara. Just look at it. What's the big deal? And you know what he answered? You're right. In Hilchas Issa Lashon Hara, there's no problem. But what's Afichtas? What do I need it for? What do I need to know that this person wrote a silly thing? What's Habich from them? You know what a leiv tov is? A leiv tov goes beyond the Mishnah Berurah and the Chafetz Chaim. A good to mensch. A person that's good doesn't need to see bad. There's another mahalach habayis I want to share with you. There's a chiddush from the Rima Talida. You know what's called the leiv tov? A happy person is called the leiv tov. Interesting. Everything is nichlal in a leiv that's toiv, that's happy. And he quotes an interesting pasuk, a story in Nehemiah. Nehemiah comes to the king and he has a sour face. Nehemiah says, the king says to me, this is in Peri Beis, pasuk Beis, Madua Panecha Royim. Why do you have a sour face? You're not sick. Ein zekim, raya leiv. Leiv toiv. The opposite is raya leiv. Sour face. He's unhappy. He's sad. How many times do we read the pasuk? Tachas ashleivatas Hashem loykecha besimcha. Interesting, huh? He doesn't quote that pasuk. I don't know why he had to go to Nehemiah. L'chayr, it's a pasuk in Dvarim. But here it's very obvious. Even though, truthfully, if you look at the Malbim, that's not exactly the pasuk shot. The story there, the real story is that the Melech thought that Ein Zeraya lived, that there was a plot against him. But the fact that he looked like that, with such an angry face, the Melech felt that there's probably Roya Lev, there was a bid in his heart, a plot against him. But as I learned, the Rimit Halida Roya Lev means that it's bad. A person who's good does not have Panech Rayim. We all know the Rabbi Saul Salanter. Rabbi Saul Salanter speaks so much about how a person externally is supposed to walk around besimcha, smile, make happy. When to Rabbi Saul Salanter, this was called mamish achiyuv almost. He would say that the panim is the chareshus harabim, person's face is a chareshus harabim. Because when you look at him, and he's in a sad state, and he's not smiling, you feel bad. You start thinking, maybe he's angry at me, like we see the story, Ein Zeraya Lev, that the melech start to think, and that becomes your responsibility. I was always thinking to myself, Avisal Salanta, it's my responsibility to make that the other guy should feel good. Where does it say? Who licked us? You know what, another guy, we're completely insane. I'm in a bad mood, go away from me. Why don't you put fuck out? Maybe be Don Milikavskos. You know what? It's Raya Lev on your part. Maybe I'm in a bad mood. And the Teretz is Alev Teif. The Torah goes and says to a Yid, no. Tracht nicht wegen sich. Tracht how you make the other guy feel. And that becomes what, Rabbi Isai? Alev Teif. There's another way how to learn this. Rima Talidai. We'll discuss it maybe a different time. That be'etzem, when a person is be'atzvus, when be'etzem a person isn't lev tev, it's raya lev, something wrong inside. Sometimes, if a person is a nechaylin, he has no reason to be angry or upset, and he is upset, so it's a raya lev be'etzem, there's something. But if we could, well, we could say it, so to speak, the Rabbi Saul Salanter always taught us the inyan of raya lev, that it's a raya lay for the other person. So either it's a raya lay for you, which a person should look into himself. What's going on? Why am I walking around with an angry face? Raya lay, maybe something's wrong with me inside my namidis, or raya lay tzlibyan. There's two ways how I understood this, rima talidei. Al kaponim, the musaf from it is pretty obvious, and that is, I'm not saying people have difficult matzavim, so they're excused. I see the time. 1 more minute, I'm almost done. Mamish a minute. You're right. He has a good. The time is the time. I think about this. How you greet people. Either there's something inside which is raya lev. But that's a lame is a raya lev. It's a schlechte mensch. Why not greet the other guy with a shmech? It's a big sugi, Rabbi Isai. But I want to get to the end and the final conclusion of what I really mentioned in the beginning of this year. How does one achieve? How does one get this lev teif? Rabbi Isai, a lev teif, the Sfasem says, the chayr, what's between an ayin teif and a lev teif? An ayin teiva is when the other person hears and you fagin, you want that he should have what he has. That's called ayin teiva. A lev teiva is when the other person doesn't have, you wish you could able to give it to him, that he should have it. Ayin teiva is when the guy has it, you're supreme. And the lev teiv is when the other guy doesn't have it, It's nish tefila. It's another dagger, they say. Bezap the chibur that Rab Chaim Volozhiner once was crying. It's in the Aviyah Yeshivas. It's brought down. And they walked in. They asked him, "Why are you crying?" So he said, "Yenat mir gebet na toiva. I couldn't do it. Veinuch, I feel very bad. I wish I could do him that favor." I said, "Do you understand what Leiv Toiv is, what Yidden are? I'm here today because of a Leiv Toiv. What does that mean? My Zayda Shidduch was because of this Mishnah. Yes. If you want, you can read it. It's already documented in all the Radin and Maisa Bichlach. Shvili Radin has this Maisa already. Why was my Zayda chosen from Alabach? There were so many Bachrim that didn't have Shidduchim. You know, I don't want to go into it. It's not the right time. I already saw it by looking at their watches. They're right. But I want you to know, for every one available girl, there was 30 Bachrim fighting, not like today. Punkt verkehrt von Heint. Heint, it's the other way around. I see everybody smiling. Okay, so you see, so then you moichel me for the extra minute or two because of that? All right. Okay. One day we'll discuss it, and I'll tell you more at Barichas about this topic. I'll call upon him. My Bobby told it to me. I heard it from her, but it's already printed in the Bichot. I heard it from her. She asked this Shiloh to her Zayd Ramesh Alandinsky, was the Rosh Hashim in Radin. Why him? I mean, why was he chosen? Why did you say that this is my Shidduch? I mean, that's, you know, you're not working in Europe, right? This is the Bach you're going to marry. She married him, right? Why him? There were a few answers, but between, among the answers, one of them was a Maisa. That Ramesh Landinsky heard from Ramadch Landinsky, his son, a Maisa about my Zayd. In the old days, they used to wear a coat to the chuppah. Now we still do it today. And I'm sure nobody knows why. Does anybody know why? Unless it's a symbol that he's gone on a long journey. I don't know. What's the reason for wearing the coat, Rabbeis? Anybody knows? Because in Europe, I'm going to tell you the reason. It's a rhetorical question. And the reason is, because in Europe, the chuppahs were in the feld. They used to have it in the... used to have it in the forest. And it was freezing! They wore a coat. Well, that's the reason. That's the reason to wear the coat. Sigmar na minig, das is Sigmar na minig. Check. Sigmar na minig. Good, so it's still negeb is manazeh. But I have news for you. When they make the chuppahs outside, they have a mahalach with the cold. There's a mahalach today with the cold. In those days, even in the winter, summer, it was freezing. Okay, but kitzak lepanim, you hear? Coat. Who had a coat? There was one coat in shtetl, and they would borrow the coat. That got a mantle for chasen a mantle. So one would borrow it from the other. What happens if there's two chasanim in the same night in the city? What do you do? And that's what happened to one of the bachim, and the bachir lost out because one of the balabatim in Radin, his daughter was making a chasen, so the coat went to the balabas, and the yeshiva guy was stuck without his coat. Nope. On a map was to the Zayd had doch given Pinsker Rav Zazun, and he was all over Europe. He had his own coat. He had a coat. So the Bach walks over to him and tells him, "Was to a chamish ken mantel for the chasen?" Had the Zayd gezak, "I'm not really going to be here for the next month. I have to go to my father. He needs my help. I'm going to be in Pinsk for about a month and a half in the middle of the winter. But you know what? Take my coat. Chachasin, tafsis fadachasin, nem the mantle." And he gave him his coat. Literally took the coat off his back. Hamesha Landinsky said, "Das dal shedach dal shteit mishnah. If a person has a leiv toiv, michlal divrechem dvarav, chazal talitas. It's all encompassing." In the Leiv Toiv. So how does one achieve this Leiv Toiv? One more minute, Rabbi Yisai. And the answer is, there's a Meridikus Vassanus. The Imri Amis, that says over from the Chedush Harim, a Meridikus Zach. Avram Avinu, we say this every day in Davening V'charais, Imai Abris, U'matsasa es levavai What does that mean? Matzas, you found it. When Eibishter found this, Eibishter knows, no? I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai, sometimes avot has such an impact, this word has such impact on my understanding of what Yiddishkeit is all about, what Sayyid is. Umatzasa, Ayid has deep, deep, deep levels of emunah, of toiv. Sometimes only the Eibishter is able to get that deep to see what is in the Yiddish hearts. Umatzasa has levavai. Rabbi Shlomo was able to go deep and find deep where no one else was able to tap into or see it all kapanim. Avraham Avinu was nemal fanecha zaktim riemis. Every yid has moyridik irrigation in his heart. There's toiv, there's chesed. Matzasa, we gotta look and search by not ruining it. It's all there. And when he ends with a moyridik nusach, I don't know if the oil knows. We say Ati Yedei Razi Oilam Salumois Sisrei Kalchai. There's actually a piyut that has a different nusach. Some of the machzirim have it. Ata Mavin Talumois Leiv. Look in some of the svarim that they have this nusach. Ger they say it. Ati Yedei Talumois Leiv. What does that mean? Mavin Talumois. What's Helam? It's deep hidden in the heart. Rabbeinu Shlomo understands that. So even if we do averis, Rabbeinu Shlomo knows what's really deep. Rabbeinu Shlomo searches out that. Ati Yedea. Leiv Tov Rabbeisa is there. We're born with it. Thus, the Yiddish heart, the Rambam speaks about it a lot. Barichas, Libam HaNachim. We can't ruin it with kina, sinna. And then what comes out is layers and layers, deep layers of Leiv Tov. And this is Vas Yiddishkeit Vil from Leiv Tov Shemichlal Divreichem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.